Abre tu mente.
Abre tu mente.
Experimentación.
Libera tu
espíritu. Open your mind. Open your ears. Get free from the spirit.
Creatividad.
Experimentación.
Imaginación.
Creativité.
Libertad.
Imaginación.
Deja volar tu imaginación.
Liberté. Laisse voler ton imagination. Nous entrons dans le monde radio.
Entramos en el mundo radio.
¿Qué mejor manera de celebrar un día cualquiera, como si fuera San Patricio, que deteniéndonos en uno de los más grandes escritores irlandeses de todos los tiempos, James Joyce?
Well, you know, don't you tell it or haven't I told you, every telling is a tailing, and that's the he and the she.
Nació en Rathgar, en las afueras de Dublín, en 1882, y aunque pasó gran parte de su vida fuera de Irlanda, murió en Zúrich en 1941, Joyce mantuvo estrechos lazos con su país y sus textos se basan en gran parte en escenas y personajes irlandeses, incluido un retrato del propio artista en su Young Man de 1916, Ulises, de 1922, o Finnegan's Wake, de
1939.
Conocida su faceta creativa, Joyce inventó una colección de palabras y frases que utilizó en sus escritos, muchas de ellas recopilando expresiones y palabras en desuso de los rincones más oscuros del diccionario inglés. Este espacio sonoro pasea por 17 de estas brillantes y a la vez bizarras invenciones. Pasen y escuchen.
What better way to mark St. Patrick's Day on March 17th than by celebrating one of Ireland's greatest writers? James Joyce was born in Rathgar on the outskirts of Dublin in 1882. Although he spent much of his life living and working on the continent, he died in Zurich in Switzerland in 1941, Joyce maintained close ties with Ireland and used it as the setting for all of his major literary works, including A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man from 1916, Ulysses from 1922, and Finnegan's Wake from 1939. Known for his playful and endlessly creative use of words, Joyce invented a whole host of often fairly outlandish words and phrases in his writing, a handful of which have made their way into the more obscure corners of the dictionary. The stories behind 17 of his most brilliant and most bizarre inventions, beginning with perhaps the most bizarre of all, are explored here.
Well, you know, don't you tell it or haven't I told you, every telling is a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. Look, look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty are taking
root. Ba 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 dalgar a takaram on a ronkun on on ron ton ron ron tuan ton tor rovar one scan tu hur hur den in turnock. This 100-letter monster appears on the first page of Finnegan's Wake to represent the sound of the thunderclap that accompanied the fall of Adam and Eve. It's at least partly comprised of different words for thunder in several world languages, including French, tonnerre, Italian, tuono, ancient Greek, bronte, and Japanese, kaminari. It's easily the most famous of the 10 equally enormous words Joyce conjured up for the sudden, deafening sounds in Finnegan's Wake. He used look, to represent the sound of a door being slammed shut.
Well, you know, don't you tell it or haven't I told you, every telling is a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. Look, look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty are taking root, and my cold chair's gone ashy. Hilo, hilo, what age is that? It soon is late. 'Tis endless now since I ere one last saw Waterhouse's clock. They took it asunder, I heard them sigh. When will they reassemble it? Oh, my back, my back, my back! I'd want to go to Aixley Pains. Ping pang, there's the bell for sex alighters. At Concepta they send the spray. time. Ring out the clouds, ring in the dew. God of our avert the showers and grant thy grace. Amen. Will we spread them here now? Aye, we will. Spread on your bank, and I'll spread mine on mine. But it's what I'm doing, spread. It's churn and chill, their went is rising. I lay a few stones on the hostel sheets, a man and his bride embrace between them, else I'd have folded and sprinkled them only. And I'll tie my butcher's apron here, it's sooty yet the strollers will pass it by. 6 shifts, 10 kerchiefs, 9 to hold for the fire and 1 for the cold, the convent napkins 12, 1 baby shawl. Could Mother Joseph know, she said. Whose head? Mother snores. They attach us. Where now are all of her children say? In kingdom gone, or power to come, or glory be to them, Father. All alluvial, all alluvial. Some here, more no more. More again lost are a stranger. I heard tell that same brooch of the Shannons was married into a family in Spain. And all the dunders to dun in Markland's Vineland beyond Brendan's herring pool takes number 9 in Yangtze's hats. And one of Biddy's beads went bobbin till it rounded up lost history with a marigold and a cobbler's candle in a side strain of a main drain of a man's in a hurry's off bachelor's walk. But all that is left to the lost of the Mars in the loop of the years prefixed in between is 1 knee buckle and 2 hooks in the front. Dear, tell me that now. I do in troth. Or rara probs et poor las animas. Usa ula, we're umbers on. Misha, didn't you hear it a deluge of times? Oofer and oofer, respond to spond. You did, I need...
Botchup. Botchup has been variously used in English since the 16th century to mean to cobble together, to repair hastily, to make a mess of something. But Joyce reworked it into a noun, botch up, in Ulysses to refer to botch up of a concert, namely a total mess. Chisler. Joyce used Chisler as a nickname for a young child in Ulysses, although it's possible the word was already in use in Irish slang before he put it down in print in 1922. Either way, it likely comes from the colloquial use of chisel to mean to fleece money from someone. Mono-ideal. As a psychological term, mono-ideism, referring to a single mental fixation, was first introduced in the mid-1800s. It was probably the inspiration for Joyce's coinage, mono-ideal, explained by the Oxford English Dictionary as describing something expressing or conveying only one idea.
Meow.
Another of Joyce's fantastic onomatopoeias,
meow,
M-R-K-G-N-A-O, is his version of meow, used several times and with several different spellings in Ulysses.
Meow,
the cat said loudly. She blinked up out of her avid, shame-closing eyes, mewing plaintively and long, showing him her milk-white teeth. Obstropolis. Based on obstropolos, an old dialect variation of obstroporous, meaning disorderly or quarrelsome, obstropolos is Joyce's word for an irritable person's downturned mouth. Polluted.
I'm a little bit drunk, I'm a little bit drunk, cause I'm drinking, drinking.
If you're polluted, drinking, then you're very, very drunk. Joyce used this in Dubliners, his acclaimed collection of short stories, and was probably inspired by its early 19th century equivalent, blutered. Popismic. The adjective popismic, describing the smacking sounds of a person's lips, Joyce coined it in Ulysses in perhaps one of his most characteristic sentences. Flory whispers to her, whispering love words, murmur, lip lapping loudly, poppy smick, plop slop. Flory whispers to her, whispering love words, murmur, lip lapping loudly.
quark. Quarks are subatomic particles considered one of the building blocks of all matter. They were discovered in the 1960s by the US physicist Murray Gell-Mann, who originally called them quarks until he came across a bizarre line in Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. Three quarks for Muster Mark. Noting that quarks can cluster together in threes to form other subatomic particles called baryons, Gell-Mann changed the name from quark to quark and credited Joyce with the name. Ring roundabout, used in Ulysses to mean to completely surround something.
Orunoko, what's your trouble? Is that the great Finn leader himself? In his Joa Pomona, on his statue riding the high horse there for Hengist. Father of Authors, it is himself. Beyond there, is it that, on Fannarine Common, you're thinking of Astley's amphitheatre, where the bobby or a stranger making sugar-stuck pouts to the ghost white horse of the peppers? Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. It's well I know your sort of slop, fap. Ireland sober as Ireland stiff. Lord, help you, Mariah, full of grease, the Lord is with me. Your prayers. Aye, Sansa, Madam Angot. Why are you lifting your elbow, tell us, glazy cheeks, in Conway's Carrigacorrad canteen? Was I what, hobbledy hips? Flop. Your rear gates creak, or Roman, but your butts disagree.
Joyce didn't coin the word sausage, of course, but he did transform it into a verb, meaning, in the words of the Oxford English Dictionary, to subject a person or thing to treatment reminiscent of the manufacture or shape of a sausage. Sausage. Scribble to hobble. Scribble to Hobble was the name Joyce gave to one of his notebooks, in which he jotted down names, words, ideas, turns of phrase and anecdotes. The word has made its way into a handful of English dictionaries, likewise as the name of a rough workbook or jotter, or as a nickname for hurried, scribbled handwriting. Scribble to Hobble. Smile smirk. A cross between a genuine smile and a disdainful smirk? That's a smile smirk. Tat-a-ratat. Joyce's version of rat-a-tat. The sound of someone knocking on the door. Often makes its way into lists of palindromes and is usually claimed to be the longest single-word palindrome ever used in English literature. Tat-a-ratat. 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 Bumbershoot, Joyce's version of bumbershoot, an old name for an umbrella. Wenceness, someone or something's wenceness is its birthplace or source point, the place from which it arises and develops. Yogi bogey box.
Joyce coined yogi bogey box in Ulysses to describe all of the equipment and paraphernalia that a spiritualist carries around with them. Yogi Bogey Box.
Thank you.
Haven't I up since the damp dawn? Martha and Mary, all a coop, with Corrigan's pulse and varicose veins, my pram axle smashed, Alice Jane in the train, and my one-eyed mongrel twice run over, soaking and bleaching boiler rags, and sweating cold a widow like me for to deck my tennis champion son, the laundryman with the lavender flannels. You won your limp up all limp from the husky hussars, when collars and cuffs were there for the town, and your slur gave the stink to Carlo. Holds the manor, and started again, near the golden fall. I see one sense of life, is there? Subdue your noise, you humble creature. What is it but a blackberry grove? Or that dwyer grey ast and four old codger's owns? Are you meaning Tarpy and Lyons and Gregory? I mean now thank all the four of them, and the roar of them, that drave that stray in the mist, and old Johnny MacDougall along with them. Is that the pool big flasher beyant? Far, far? Or a fireboat? Coasting near the Kishna, or a glow I behold within a hedge, or my Gary come back from the Indies. Wait till the honeying of the loon, love. Die, Eve, little Eve, die. We see that wonder in your eye. We'll meet again, we'll part once more. The spot I'll seek if the hour you'll find. My chart shines high where the blue milk's upset. Forgive me quick, I'm going. Goodbye. And you pluck your watch. Forget me not, you're even low, so safe to journey's end. My sights are swimming thicker on me by the shadows to this place. I saw home slowly now my own way, my valley way, to we I too, wrath mine. Ah, but she was the queer old Scotia anyhow, Anne Olivia Trinketoes, and sure he was the queer old Bunce too. Dear dirty dumpling, who's their father of Fingals and Daffergills? Gaffer and Gammer were all their gangsters. Hadn't he seven dams to wive him? And every dam had her seven crutches, and every crutch had its seven hues, and each hue had a differing cry. Suds for me and supper for you, and the doctor's bill for Joe John. Before, he married his markets cheap by foul, I know, like any Etrurian Catholic heathen. In their pinky, lemony, creamy burnies, and their Turkish Indian moles, but at milked mass who was the spouse? Then all that was fair, tis elven land, teams of times and happy returns, the same anew. Ordovico or Viricordo, Anna was, Livia is, Flora Bells to be. Northmen's thing made south folk's place, but how multiplurators make each one in person, Latin me that, me Trinity scholard, out of your Sanskrit into our Aryan. Hircus chivis eblanensis. He had buckcoat paps on him, soft ones for orphans. Oh, Lord, twins of his bosom, Lord save us. And ho, hey, for all men, hot, his tittering daughters of, walk, can't hear with the waters of, the chittering waters of, flittering bats, field mice, bawk, talk. Ho, are you not gone a-home? What, Tom Malone? Can't hear the bawk of bats, all the Lithian waters out. Ho, talk, save us. My goose won't moose. I feel as old as yonder elm. A tale told of Sean or Shem. All Livia's daughter songs, dark hawks hear us. My whole head falls, I feel as heavy as yonder stone. Tell me of Sean, of Sean. Who were Shem and Sean, the living sons and daughters of? Night now, tell me, tell me, tell me, Elm. Night, night. Tell me tale of stem of stone, beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of,
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, great was my admiration in listening to the remarks addressed to the youth of Ireland a moment since by my learned friend. It seemed to me that I had been transported into a country far away from this country, into an age remote from this age, that I stood in ancient Egypt, and that I was listening to the speech of a high priest of that land addressed to the youthful Moses. His listeners held their cigarettes poised to the earth, their smoke ascending in frail stalks that flowered with his speech. Noble words coming. Look out. Could you try your hand at it yourself? And it seemed to me that I heard the voice of that Egyptian high priest raised in a tone of light haughtiness and light pride. I heard his words, and their meaning was revealed to me from the Father. And it was revealed to me that all things are good which yet are corrupted, which neither if they were supremely good nor unless they were good could be corrupted. Hush, that is it. Why will you Jews not accept our language, our religion, and our culture? You are a tribe of nomad herdsmen. We are a mighty people. You have no cities, nor no wealth. Our cities are hives of humanity, and our galleys trireme and quadrireme, laden with all manner merchandise, furrow the waters of the known globe. You have but emerged from primitive conditions. We have a literature, a priesthood, an age-long history, and a polity. Nile, child, man, effigy. By the Nile bank, the babe Mary's kneel, cradle of bulrushes. A man supple in combat, stone-horned, stone-bearded, heart of stone. You pray to a local and a pure idol. Our temples, majestic and mysterious, are the abodes of Isis and Osiris, of Horus and Amun-Ra. Your serfdom, awe and humbleness, our thunder and sea. Israel is weak, and few are her children. Egypt is an hope, and terrible are her arms. Vagrants and day laborers are you called. The world trembles at our name. A dumb belch of hunger checks his speech. feel it to be voice that are told. But, ladies and gentlemen, had the youthful Moses listened to and accepted that view of life, had he bowed his head and bowed his will and bowed his spirit before that arrogant admonition, he would never have led the chosen people out of their house of bondage, nor followed the pillar of the cloud by day. He would never have spoken with the Eternal on Sinai's mountain top, nor ever have come down with the light of inspiration shining in his countenance and bearing in his arms the tables of the law, graven in the language of the outlaw.
Ba, 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 dal, ga, a, tak, am, min, ar, run, con, bron, ton, erum, natuan, ton, dvar, hanon, con, tuhu, den, en, tur, nook, Bosh up. Bosh. Chisler. Chisler. Mono ideal. Mo. No. I. Deal. Now. Obstropolis. Obstropolis. Polluted. Pop-a-smic. Quark. Quark. Ring round about. Ring. Row. Ah. Ow. Sausage. So. Scribble de hobble. Scribble. De. Ha. Smile smirk. Smut. Ta-ta-ra-tat. Ta-ta-ra-ta. Umbershoot. Umber. Umber. Sh. Wenceness. Wenceness. Yogi bogey box. Yogi bogey.
Una producción de la Escuela Creativa de Radio TAFM.
Donde todo es posible.